This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Back to the phone lines, talk to Shane in Georgia, listening on the World Wide Web. Hi, Shane.
Hey, Hank, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
I had a quick question about 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. I'm a Christian, and I have accepted Christ as my Savior, but I have a tendency from time to time to backslide. I mean, I understand, you know, Christ is the only way, and believing in Him and faith in Him is the way to have eternal life. But my question is, if I go through the backslide maybe for 3 or 4 months and just really get off track and I die in a car crash or something, I mean, am I going to hell, or do I still have my eternal security with Christ?
But this is not about getting an insurance policy. This is about experiencing the resurrected Christ. It is about an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. You're not only saved by His death, you're saved by His life. Again, that means that you can have life abundantly in the present. It's not about, well, do I have this insurance policy or do I not? No, followers of Christ are apprentices of Jesus Christ. They love Jesus Christ. They follow Him. Now, when you say backslide, it all depends on what you mean by it. If you mean that you're in a state of sin, or perpetual sin, and it's unconfessed sin, that's a serious issue because you're breaking your communion with God. But the issue ultimately is, if you really love Jesus Christ, you take up your cross and follow Him. Are there times in which you regress into sin? Of course. In fact, you're going to die with a sin nature, which is to say, you're going to die with sins on your conscience that you have committed the very day of your death, because there are not only sins of commission, things that you do that you should not do in thought, word, and deed, but there are also sins of omission, things that you omit to do, failed to do, that you could have done. So we're going to die in sin, and our hope is not that somehow or other we're going to be in a state of just the right condition for Jesus to accept us at our death. No, we are covered by His righteousness, a foreign righteousness, not of our own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. So ultimately, it is our faith in Jesus Christ and His finished work on the cross by which we have life in the present and the assurance of everlasting life to come.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.